بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الحمد لله معلوز and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered us this most mubarak gathering in the most mubarak month of Sha'ban, about on the doorstep of the month of Ramadan, and to learn how to prepare to give our lives to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to become fida of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and how to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And as we hear from Hazrat Wala, that to get that Mubarak love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have to break ourselves away from the creation. That the breakaway has to be there, where we have to take out the heart to everything we see around us, and connect our heart only to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And we see in dunya right now, things are going so fast, and the person doesn't have time to think also. And the routine has become so tight, that a person thinks this is my life now. But when we sit in the company, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we realize that how much we have given, so much effort emotionally, our hearts, our bodies, our mind, to our dunya, the things around us, that we have forgotten who we are also. So we come here to learn who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is, to break away from all these things we are attached to, and to connect our hearts to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The night of Sha'ban will come, 15 Sha'ban, for us to remove this clothing we had on. All we are hearing around us, the politics of the world and everything that is happening, Allah is controlling everything. Allah is the controller. We hear these lessons all the time, but then too, when we get into our own circles, then we get involved in all the same chit-chat. But we come back here to recharge our batteries, to understand our maqsad of life, what the reality of my life is. What the haqiqat of life is. That I realize now that my life is going through a deception. And I'm thinking this is real, my life is real. The reality is that the maqsad, the goal of life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get that muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before I reach my qabr. Because once I reach the qabr, it's too late to understand the muhabbat of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what feeling goes in the hearts of those that have the connection to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That all this glitter of dunya comes out of the eyes and the heart. Nothing becomes excessive anymore. He has given us, like Haji Abdullah Mahaji Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, that in the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala asked me, Haji Sahib, what do you want? I will say to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me one corner under the shade of your arsh with one musalla. I only want the one musalla under the shade of your arsh to read salah and enjoy salah before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This we will get sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they will teach us and take out all these things from out of our heart. The attractions of dunya and everything happening in the world, where dunya is calling to such a level right now. And Nabi Ali salatu salam mentioned also, inna dunya hulwatun khabira. Dunya is very sweet, very attractive. It will pull the heart. It will draw you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But when a person now will take upon himself these difficulties, or spending time and breaking away from his dunya and coming to the majalis of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tahammulul mashaq, to make the hamul of difficulties in the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah will grant him istidhadul ibadah. Allah will grant him sweetest of ibadat. Now when he raises his hands, he just forgets everything. It's me and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want, the connection, such a bond with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that nothing can break it. Nothing can break. Like one person says, shouldn't be that my taqwa, my love of Allah is made in China, it breaks any time. It'll be solid. That solid muhabbat of Allah will get spending as much time in the company of the pious. And Allah fadl and karam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to go for Umrah also. And standing before the Kaaba Sharif, the road of Nabi alayhi salatu, may Allah take all of us over and over again. What we learn from Hazrat Wala subhanallah, when the plane just reaches Al Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat says, I have traveled the world and seen everything. But that one palm tree of Madina Munawwara is more beautiful than everything in the world. Just to see that one palm tree that belongs to the city of my parents. To put your foot there, just to breathe the air of Madina Munawwara. May Allah open our hearts and open the air spaces. But there are many that are there, but they are not there also. Many that are here and really they are there. And that love of these places, my dear brothers, to understand what these places are, we learned here the majalis in the feet of our Hazrat Wala. To appreciate those places doesn't become a holiday. Ramadan is coming, we all have to go. We have to go, we have to go. For 3 years of lockdown, so I must go, everybody is going. So understand where I'm going to. What am I going there to get? Where am I going to visit? This is why it is all practice for us to come and sit by the majalis of the mashayikh and our sheikh. Then we will understand now, when we stand before Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, when we stand before the Multazam al-Hajr al-Aswad, Ya Allah, where am I? Kahami or kahaye tawafi haram? Ya Allah, where am I? And me making tawaf of haram sharif? Of Kaaba sharif? Ya Allah, this is a khaba, a dream with it reality. Then we understand, Ya Allah, we have learned the lessons of muhabbat. May Allah open our hearts, Allah give us tawfiq. That the month of Ramadan is coming to prepare for the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala instill our hearts with his muhabbat and love, inshaAllah.